Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I'll tell you, I have just met somebody that is so interesting. Stephen Riordan has grown up here. He was born in South Florida. He grew up in Pinellas County until it was time for college. We met him through Karen Carmichael. Tell us a little bit about how you and Karen and her daughter all met and went to school with her daughter.
I think it was through Show Tunes, to be honest. Heather, her daughter, and myself went to school together at St. Pete Catholic High School. And back when the 90s, when there wasn't social media and there wasn't phones on our faces, and we spent a lot of time on stage and singing and having a great time. And back then, you know, we were all sort of like a little motley crew, and Karen was one of the PTA moms, I guess. And she was always having us over, and we felt really connected, and Heather and I are still good friends. It's been a great relationship.
A lot has happened over ZD, as Karen is fond of
saying. True story.
So tell me about, at 18, you were accepted into the prestigious American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and you moved to New York in 1997. But St. Pete High School, tell us about your theater teacher and the scholarship that was created in your name.
Yes, it was actually St. Pete Catholic High School.
Excuse me.
No worries. And I was... just sort of, I fell in love with it from the first second I walked into that room. You know, I think every kid wants a place in high school, and I just didn't, you know, I wasn't a sports guy. I was very kind of unsure of what I wanted to do, and I met an amazing man named Joe Stosky, who really gave us a place to land when we were young and awkward and didn't know what was going on. And from then on, he just took me under his wing, and we worked together a lot, and I got to do some great things. And then I had gotten into University of Central Florida on a full scholarship and was raring to go, and I heard the Academy was having auditions in Sarasota, and I asked my dad to go, and he said, absolutely not, you'll get in, and I don't have enough money to send you there. And I got in, and off I went, and it was an amazing, eye-opening, frightening experience, but wonderful.
How did you have the resiliency and courage to stick with a profession that 3% work on a regular basis? Tell us a little bit about what it takes for people who are listening to us who want to get into acting.
You know, I really think for me, it was a journey around what I felt most comfortable doing. And I think so much of my life has been spent wondering where I'm supposed to go next. And I got really lucky because I found I had a skill in casting, which kind of gave me this opportunity to have a real career and make a living and be able to still work in the arts. And it's been so incredible. I've been casting for almost 20 years now, and that gives me enough compensation to be free and do what I really want to do, which is be on stage.
And yes, you've worked for some very prestigious companies, Home Shopping Network, their national TV channel. You cast several of their show hosts. And currently, I understand you work for Peloton Interactive, casting some of their world-famous instructors.
I do, yeah. I've been there since 2020 when the world shut down. And my old boss from HSN runs content at Peloton. And she called me and said, do you want to find some fitness instructors? And I said, I know nothing about fitness. I don't know how I can help you there. And she said, Peloton's about people. And I'm really good with people. And I started to meet some incredible, you know, fitness instructors and people that really knew how to engage and excite people around wellness. And we, since I've been at Peloton, we've hired almost 30 instructors. It's been an incredible ride.
Well, we'd love to have some of them on our Live Life Better series. So we'll look to you to cast them for Radio St. Pete.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about your New York experience. You've acted, you've directed, you've produced, and you've written in New York and St. Pete. Let's start with some of the New York memories and what you've done.
Sure. So I, very early in my career, I got to work with Roundabout, which is a non-for-profit company, but a Broadway company. And I worked in their production arm and did a lot of work with like assistant directing and casting, and that was really exciting because I got to sort of see the other world of what the art's all about, and also gave me an understanding of that I had this knack for casting. And then I also wrote a play that was in the New York City Fringe Festival, and the Fringe Festival was a unbelievable multi-arts festival that happened for several years in New York City. It's defunct now, which is very sad because, you know, it was a place for young writers to try out their work and see, you know, get a theater and get a production company behind them and have a run. And so I wrote a play in 2006 that was produced there, which was really amazing. And then I, you know, continued to sort of audition for a living. And to be honest, auditioning for a living is no fun. I mean, you mentioned earlier, how do people do it? I have such respect for people that stay in this business for 20, 30 years on audition 100 times a week. It's not easy.
And I see that you've worked with the studio at 620. Tell us a little bit about working with the co-founder who is now retired, but will always be a legacy, Bob Devin Jones, and your recent Hamlet experience.
Oh my gosh. So I was classically trained at the American Academy, but I hadn't done a ton of Shakespeare. And Bob Devin Jones, who's been an amazing mentor for me for many years, asked me to come and do his final show as the producing artistic director. And going into Shakespeare after not doing it for a while is like, you know, doing Mandarin when you only speak German. It's very challenging. And I really was taken with the cast and with the experience. We had so much feedback from the audience and from the community saying what an interesting and different production it was. And just to work with Bob again was a dream. This guy has changed the arts in Pinellas County, and we're so lucky to have him.
I understand that you have had some original works produced locally at the studio. Congratulations, Stephen. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I wrote a series called The Seven Deadly Plays, which basically was a one act based on each of the seven deadly sins as a Reformed Catholic. Those things stick with you forever. And we did four of them at the studio, and it was an unbelievable experience. And Bob directed one, I directed one. We had other local artists in each of the one acts, and it was just when the studio was very new. I think we did them in like 2011, 2012, and it was new. And Bob's whole theme is the answer is always yes. So he didn't even need to read the plays. He said, "Let's just do them," and it was an unbelievable experience. And actually, now that I've reconnected with the studio, I hope to maybe complete the series or maybe do it all together. And the new artistic director, Erica Sutherland, is so supportive and wonderful. So I hope to go back and finish him up.
I hope that you'll bring Erica to studio with you in July so that we can chat with both of you. That would be lovely.
Oh, we'd love that.
Yes, thank you so much. Theater has mushroomed. It's blossomed in this town. Tell us a little bit about what you like about the theater community here. We have Freefall in so many places. We have Job Site. We have, you know, Studio at 620. Tell me a little bit about your take, having been in this community in New York, about what's exciting and happening and about what's happening with you.
You know, for a town this size, and we're growing, as we all know, the amount of arts and the amount of artists in this community is truly overwhelming. And I've been back and forth to New York City four times in my life to actually move my life there and try to work it. And every time I feel this pull to come back to St. Petersburg, there's something about this arts community that's inclusive, that wants new things, that wants to work with new people. And I feel so part of it. And when I'm not here, I miss it so much. And so it's an easy decision to come back because it's just a thriving community that continues to grow.
You know, I just want to point out that on Sunday, June 30th at 6:20, there'll be a celebration of the legacy of Bob Devin Jones, and that's going to be happening at Savant on 2nd, located one block from Studio at 634 2nd Avenue South. You'll be there?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. And that's space we used to rehearse for Hamlet, so we know it well. It's we're going to definitely be there to celebrate Bob.
Wonderful. What would you tell us a little bit? You have a little bit of a plan going on. Share with our listeners.
Absolutely. So I have a good couple of friends that I've met in the community doing community theater and dinner theater here. Again, there's not just professional theater in St. Pete. There's all this other great theater happening. And we are creating a theater company. We are creating a theater company to hopefully create some space and stories for voices that they're not often included in what's going on, and they are going to be the most amplified voices in our company. So we're very excited about that. We hope to launch it early next year at the studio. So stay tuned for that. But we're super excited, and we don't have a name yet. We're still sort of ideating around that, but we're excited to bring some great new plays to St. Pete.
And I love dinner theater. I just love it. And there's a couple really. There's a place on 49th that has them. Central Park Performing Arts Center once in a while. Isn't there one in Clearwater as well?
I believe so. I've done Early Bird Dinner Theater a few times.
That's the one I'm talking
49th
about.
Street. And I got to tell you, it's like walking into a time machine. This place is like super friendly and family oriented. It's cash only. It's like one of those places you can't believe it exists. But then we get on stage and play, and it's really a wonderful place.
Absolutely. So the Tonys are coming this weekend. And oh, my God, Stephen. So hosting Ambrose, right? The woman from West Side Story, once again, hosting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I mean, first of all, my favorite play is closing with Daniel Radcliffe, the Stephen Sondheim play that went nowhere. What are you thinking is going to happen? This amazing Alicia Keys has?
Yes. Hell's Kitchen, yes.
Hell's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. What have you seen? What are you predicting?
Okay, I saw Merrily We Roll Along as well. the revival of the Stephen Sondheim musical that was not successful when it first launched on Broadway. But this revival was absolutely life-affirming. It will win every single thing it's nominated for. All three of the actors, Jonathan Groff, Lindsay Mendez, and Daniel Radcliffe, were unbelievable. And I sat there. It's one of those stories that tells the story of friends trying to make it in New York City in the arts. And if you had that experience, you sit back in that theater, and it just gives you chills for 2.5 hours. And I got out of the theater and was walking and just started crying. And a woman who was walking out next to me said, "I know." And I said, "I know." And we had this great New York moment. So I think Merrily's gonna take it all.
And I think Hell's Kitchen's gonna be right behind it. How about Suffs?
Suffs, I heard, was wonderful. I didn't get to see Suffs, but again, it's one of those shows that I think it's so wonderful to see original musicals back. You know, during COVID, there was nothing being workshopped because nothing was going on. And then, you know, we started to see some original stuff again. And it's, again, seeing Broadway alive again is truly, I don't know, again, it gives me chills. And I could talk about it all day. I'm such a theater nerd, but I love it so much. It just changed my life. And I hope that I can contribute as much as I can, you know, wherever I am.
Stephen, do you have a Facebook page or website that people can follow you to see what's going on with you?
So I have private sites, nothing public, but my Instagram page is Believe in TT. That's BelieveInTT. My nephew and niece call me TT, and that stuck for 25 years. So that's my Instagram page. You're welcome to follow me there. And we will definitely have links to our theater company once it's up and running on that site.
And I just want you to know that the Let's Go Guide will feature everything at Studio at 620. We're a big fan. Stephen Riordan, thank you so much for being here. You were fabulous in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Our best to Bob Devon Jones. I'm sure he's still got an encore chapter.
Oh, for sure. He's not going anywhere. Bob is going to be with us forever. And I appreciate this opportunity. It was so nice to meet you all.
Well, we'll have you back. Listen, support your local theater, support your national theater, and watch the Tonys on Sunday.
Please, please, please.